From Michigan Radio and the Detroit Journalism Cooperative, I'm Lester Graham. A Washington Post ABC News poll shows the majority of Americans think race relations are getting worse. Concern about race relations spiked shortly after the recent reports of white police officers killing black men. Since the poll, two black men have targeted and killed police. If you're white, you might be surprised by the increased racial tensions. If you're black, you know there's been tension all along. Too often, white people and black people are talking past each other instead of talking to each other. Since the shooting of Trayvon Martin in Florida in 2012, people have paid closer attention to the shootings and killings of African Americans, especially when police were involved. Part of the reason for greater awareness and concern is cell phone video and the internet. Police are not killing any more or any fewer black people than they have in the past. Technology has just made us all more aware.
For people of color, we always knew that happened. Like, I've been stopped by the police for no reason. My mom referred to it as driving while black, DWB. The media attention to those stories just brought it out to everyone that wasn't a person of color.
That's Lauren Hood. Companies hire her to conduct diversity training. She says for many white people, race is a very difficult thing to discuss. That's even true if you think of yourself as enlightened or progressive or liberal.
It's a place that most people aren't willing to go, and particularly people that are liberal and think they're doing the right thing all the time. So if you think you've already arrived at some point of consciousness and someone tells you you're not quite there yet, you're not ready for it, you get defensive.
And if improving race relations is a goal, getting defensive instead of talking is a problem.
Especially right now with so much like national news and conversation happening around these topics too, you'd think that more people be plugged in. But personally, my experience is that some of my closest friends who I think are progressive don't necessarily spend a lot of time thinking about these issues.
That's Claire Nelson. She runs an organization called Urban Consulate. The facility is located in a historic house in Midtown Detroit. The Urban Consulate brings together economic developers and investors with people who want to start new small businesses. Recently, it's been inviting the people who live in the neighborhoods nearby. The idea is to sit down and talk. Nelson calls the discussions parlors.
Oftentimes when you're talking about development investment, the people speaking about that are the people who are representing, you know, the banks or commercial interests.
I'm guessing that's a lot of white faces.
Yes. And so we're trying to flip that a little bit and have the voices leading conversations be people who are more community-based, who are or creative artists or who've been around a little longer can share some history and context.
Nelson says including more diverse voices, people of color, people who live there, hearing those concerns in the conversations about economic development, it's all been an eye-opener for some people, including her. She says in the past, she saw segregation as a matter of the white suburbs versus the black city. Now, she says, she can see segregation up close at the neighborhood level because of those talks. Supporting new stores and other developments in the fast-changing area of Detroit has been her work for several years. She says she's been blind to some of the problems that would cause the neighborhood, such as rising rents.
I think it's been a growing awareness and an ongoing conversation that's helped me see things that I didn't see 5 years ago. Examples, I guess, would be speakers that we've had who, for whatever reason, have a lot of courage in order to call out some stuff, some BS and some hypocrisy that I think I've been immune to perhaps before this.
She says being closer to people of color and being open to seeing what they see have helped her grow. Racism is about white attitudes toward people of color. Sometimes that's because of blatant bigotry. Sometimes it's unconscious bias. Lauren Hood says the only way for you to begin to fix that is to talk to people who are subject to that bias.
In order to move forward, we just have to be fearless in having these conversations.
With the Detroit Journalism Cooperative, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.
Support for the Detroit Journalism Cooperative on Michigan Radio comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, Renaissance Journalism's Michigan Reporting Initiative, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.